Chapter 4, The Coward and the Canoe. Somewhere between diapers and shorts that went from cute to too short, my father was still allowed to take me fishing. I had my own fishing rod and bobber. I loved to watch that bobber sink because it reminded me of my relationship to nature. Hunt or be hunted. I adored the knocked-up radio we would take with us while we listened to Southern Cross and other songs that cemented themselves in the happier parts of my memories. I can still smell the tackle store and the plastic bait that consumed a too small tackle box. He would have to hide the treasures necessary for this fishing hobby of his. That woman would only allow him to have a small tackle box. He crammed his hand through hooks and barbs to locate the pink bobber he had hidden there just for me. He would rather explain his less-than-perfect manicure to the partners at his law firm than risk needing to ask that woman for anything. I loved how I could look at my father and know that he enjoyed me. I'm not sure what lengths he would go to back then so that he could have this time with me all alone. It was quiet out there with my father. The burdened and anxious energy that lurked in every corner of that woman's house was relieved when we left to go fishing. I admired my father on those days. He made the sandwiches himself and always remembered to pack a pickle for me. He wanted to teach me things, unlike that woman who never let me touch anything. She never wanted me to learn because learning meant something else she had to worry about. Some will think the story about these fishing trips with my father is going somewhere else, but it never did. It was as innocent as anyone could hope between a father and a daughter. The only idealism I ever knew stopped one day, though. I remember it stopping when the shorts got too short and I started looking like a little slut, as that woman would so proudly peg me. The shorts were too short on purpose, and so I would be sent upstairs to change. As I hit puberty, conditions grew worse because nothing could prevent my legs from getting longer. I learned how to disguise my natural and eager zest for life and friendship. That woman would always interpret any amount of my kindness toward any guy as a come-on. I was instructed not to look into any boy's eyes for too long so as not to give them the wrong impression.